y'all know what it is.
Y'all ready?
Turn it up.
1, 2, 3.
Unscripted, unshackled, uncouth. What you're about to hear is for mature ears only. It's the Miguel Show Uncensored with Miguel and Holly from the new Hot 101.5.
This is the Miguel Show Uncensored. My name is Miguel Fuller.
Hi, Miguel.
Who are you?
I'm Holly O'Connor.
Who is this womanly white voice I hear?
Holly O'Connor.
And who is this other white man that's here with blue eyes?
Ryan McGibney.
I'm pretty sure he has hazel eyes, I guess. I was taken to task for it. Yeah.
What are they?
Mysterious.
They're kind of like a green blue. I mean, really, they're beautiful.
It depends on what shirt I'm wearing.
Oh. Have you ever gotten some booty because of your eyes, Ryan?
I mean, nobody's fessed up to that.
I guess a woman wouldn't be like, yeah, I'm doing you because of your eyes.
No. Hey, so, you know, last night, that was because of your eyes.
Yes.
Yeah, nobody does that.
Well, we just got back from morning show boot camp.
Oh, my goodness.
So much has transpired.
Yeah.
Because Holly, I want to ask you, because we asked if you were going to make out with anyone.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to know the answer to that. I will tell you that I totally, totally messed up meeting a mentor, not even a mentor, because I don't talk to this person on a regular, but someone I look up to in the industry. I totally messed up my first time meeting with him, and it was so awkward, and this person will probably never want to see me again.
Why?
I did the worst thing you could ever do when you meet someone who has any sort of notoriety. I did the worst thing you could do, but
okay,
I'll tell you.
No, you can't tease. What are you doing to tease?
Girl, I'm making you stay through the whole podcast.
All right.
First off,
yeah.
Producer Ryan.
Yeah.
This was your first morning show boot camp. We went to Atlanta, Georgia.
I love when you say it like that.
Atlanta, Georgia. What did you think?
It was great. There's a lot of different personalities to pull stories from. You know, I've just started in this market, and mm-hmm. everybody seems to have sort of been in a little bit of it all.
Yeah.
So I just chatted, gathered some tips, and made some connections.
Which is good, because you are super, super good at the video and photography side of this business, which is quickly developing. And so I feel like, did you meet some people who are sort of in the same boat like that? Or at least could see where some of that industry is going?
Yeah, I met a couple people.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's the boring stuff. I want to know what happened. what's the most scandalous thing you saw? Because here's the thing.
Scandalous.
I don't think
anything's not scandalous when Miguel is involved.
No, that's true. And drunk Holly.
That is very true.
Oh, that too. Yeah. I got to see that.
Can you, Ryan, in your words, please describe what drunk Holly looks like? Because what happens at a morning show boot camp is the day usually, how do you say that word? Transpires.
You just said it in the beginning of this podcast.
Did I really?
Or were you talking about commences?
You know what? The day normally shakes out where you do sessions. Shakes out from 8 a.m. until about 5. You're in sessions. You break for lunch. And then after that, it's cocktail hour upon cocktail hour to dinner with those drinks. And then you go back to the hotel bar.
It really
and then you
shakes
drink.
Out at that point.
It really shakes out. So can you describe what drunk Holly looks like at morning show boot camp, producer Ryan?
Drunk Holly.
Yeah.
So she's fine. We go up into the bar. It's not as, I don't know whether the volume of the bar is the reason why your voice gets so loud as you drink more.
Remember Miguel said that?
I told you.
I couldn't like, because it does get louder and louder as you're in the bar, as more people pile it in after mm-hmm. they get ready in their rooms. Mm-hmm. But Holly's voice just seems to increase in volume no matter who's in there or where we are.
Like, this starts telling you, you're like, hey, it's good to see you. And then more people come in and the noise gets louder. And then you're like, hey, I just wanted to tell you a few things. Why do you think I'm hoarse?
And mm-hmm. I think that you get a slightly southern accent going
apparently
on.
Apparently so. I didn't know this. This is the second person that says that.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently I divert to Panama City voice when I'm drunk, which it doesn't make any sense.
Holly's like, ooh, I'm loving this beer that we're drinking.
I'm like,
let me go up
know.
In the pasture and get me some moonshine.
redneck when I'm drunk, which not it doesn't make any damn sense.
Yes. Now, Ryan, did you meet any radio people that either made you feel uncomfortable or that blew you off?
I mean, you're there, Miguel, so.
Well, this is your story.
No, I'm saying you were there, so.
Wait, I was there when it happened?
I don't think anybody can make anybody else feel more uncomfortable than you. You're the pro.
Wait, what do you mean?
You're the pro at making people feel uncomfortable.
Wait, do you mean like in a sexual way or just like, what do you mean?
Well, we went to that bar.
Oh,
for
yeah.
One.
Well, we'll talk about that later.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So keep listening for that. Mm-hmm. But no, nobody really made me feel, well, there's some strong personalities there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And there's a lot of older people that have been in the business for a while. Mm-hmm. And then when I say that I've been the producer for 2 months,
2 months,
they're like, oh, okay. And then it's pretty much they talk about themselves. And I'm like, okay, whatever.
Yeah, this is radio.
I'm here to make connections and make friends. So if that's what you're into, I'll listen to what you have to say. But there's a lot of people that have a lot of cool stories to tell, too, mm-hmm. that are older. So I like to listen. But
and they'll tell you.
Yeah,
they'll tell you, though.
We really like to talk about ourselves.
That's the thing that I've learned about radio people throughout the years is if you walk up to them and you pay them first a compliment mm-hmm. and then you start asking them questions about their career, because we all want to tell you about how we've been here and been there, then that's like a 30-minute conversation.
Yeah.
Like there was one guy who was really funny. I asked him about where he has got, like what his track record was up into where he is now. And I promise you it was a 20-minute story. Like I'm not lying.
They always are.
Like it was a long story. So you got that. So now was anyone off-putting with that? Like was it annoying that no one sort of asked you about you?
I didn't really expect that to happen.
Right.
But there are some people that sort of just seemed like they didn't really want to chat. And then I'll just find somebody else, though.
Right.
So. And I'm still learning who is where and whose show is more popular or based on each market. I don't know that yet.
Right.
But so I can't really go up and be like, hey, I really like your show because I don't know who you are yet.
Right.
So
mm-hmm.
I did meet Danny Vigil.
Mm-hmm.
He's a producer at a BJ and Mig show in Seattle.
Yeah, and he had a lot of good things to say, tips, and we're sort of kind of the same age based on the other people I've chatted with in the same sort of position. So
I'm really glad. So did you connect with him and
we're on Facebook, and if I have any questions or anything in the future, I can reach out to him.
Oh, that's good. Great. He's such a great guy.
Yeah, that makes me excited. I guess excited. Who was he the best person that you met, your most favorite person you met?
I
Danny
think
Vigil.
So, yeah.
Okay. Holly?
Yes?
Now let's get to you.
Yeah.
Because you have to go soon to go pick up your daughter from her second day of preschool.
I know! Oh my gosh, what a crazy thing. I think
so
she's
we have
loving
to,
it.
We have to keep it tight today during the podcast.
Sure.
So the question that we, or the proposal we put out there was that, Holly, you were going to make out with someone.
I know, and Ryan made fun of me because he was like, what are you going to make out with someone? What are you, in middle school?
Mm-hmm.
Whatever.
Well, Holly, did you?
I did.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I did.
Now, when we say make out, how far did it go?
I mean, there was no, like...
Was there hands on your boobs?
There was hands on boobs.
Oh! Was it over the shirt or under the shirt?
There was a little bit of under the shirt.
Oh!
I was kind of drunk, too, so I probably didn't discourage any
unbuttoning of...
No, there
did your top come off?
No. Well, it was an awkward top. The top that I had on and the way my bra was. Mm-hmm. Like, if it had probably been an easier top and bra combo, it probably would have. Because I was like, woo, whatever.
Like, come on, girl. Fast and loose.
Real crazy. But it didn't. So that nothing got too, like.
Now, is this someone that we know? Or is it
who's
someone?
We?
Who? Well, I guess me, because I'm the person that knows, like, the radio people, because I'm a nerd.
You definitely know.
Do I know this person personally?
I mean, probably.
Are they on the East Coast or West Coast for radio?
Closer to the East Coast, I guess.
Closer to the East Coast. So they're not right on the East Coast, then.
No.
All right. Are they in the North or the
I
South?
I can't tell you. I can't say anymore. You're going to make me keep saying it. shit. Are you okay?
Miguel lives for this stuff.
I know he does. Listen, I cannot tell you podcasters who it is.
You can't. Okay, so you can't tell us who you made out with.
No, I can't. Mm.
So it's not Spencer Graves from St. Louis?
No, I would make out with Spencer Graves from St. Louis.
Ooh, okay.
Hey, Spencer. You know what we did? Actually, it's funny because Spencer Graves and I was telling him a story about this guy that I've been sort of like chatting with in Tampa Bay and how that like literally went nowhere. And I'm like, what the actual F? And he's like, we're going to make this person jealous, which never works in real life.
No.
But anyway, so then we tried like three different times posing on my Snapchat with him kissing me on the cheek and me looking jubilant. It took three different times to do it, but we finally got a good shot of him kissing me.
Should have licked his teeth. That might have made people jealous.
I know, right? I'm a tooth licker.
Now, this person. Okay, so you won't tell us who it is.
I can't.
But I do know that it's. You said it's in close to the East Coast.
Closer to East than West.
But we don't know if it's North or South.
Nope.
And it's not Spencer Graves from St. Louis.
It's not Spencer Graves.
Okay, sorry. I gotta. Anyway, well, I have to ask you off the air. Okay, so what night did this happen? Because whenever my default when I'm out drinking, I don't stay in one place for long.
Right.
So I hop from person to person to person to person.
I
so
feel like I'm starting to sweat.
So get ready, girl. So I always lose you. So I don't know who you're talking to or where you're hanging out. So set up the scene. Like, how did this all go down?
I don't know if I can tell you all this information. I mean, really don't want to give it away.
Well, you have to give me. You need to paint the picture for me. At least what happened.
Okay. So
I don't want to know who it is. I want to know what happened.
We're having a radio based conversation that turned into a personal story conversation, as they sometimes do, because our personal lives are so entwined in radio.
Mm-hmm.
And so he was asking me about some of my personal stuff, and then I was asking him about some of his personal stuff, and it just kind of like went from there. And then I'm kind of nervous because I don't know how much I should share. Like, I need to protect the innocent.
You don't want, okay.
How did the actual kiss come about? Because you know it's awkward until you start doing that.
Right. You're so right. How did it?
That is true.
But then it's a blur on how it happened afterwards, right?
Right. It is.
I mean, did
you're
you
right.
know that it was leading to that?
I thought it might. I really did think
so
it might.
So are you guys inching closer? Closer. Closer.
I'm so stressed out. I can't actually remember, really.
No. Okay, you may not remember what happened, but do you remember how you feel?
Yeah,
how
it
you
was.
Felt?
I felt real good.
Okay.
Yeah, I felt real good. I was like, oh, this is fun.
Right.
But it was like it was kind of like I wanted. Like, it was just, you know, it was nothing too crazy. Like I said, there was no sex involved or anything.
Did you get a good dry hump in?
Oh my god.
Did he get to your hee-hoo?
No, oh my God.
Oh, your ho-ho.
Ain't nobody got to the ho. Wait, not the ho, it's a hoo-hoo.
The hoo-hoo. No one got to your hoo-hoo.
No, they didn't.
Okay, so is this someone that you are keeping or going to keep in contact with after the fact?
I think so. Mm-hmm. I think so. But that doesn't necessarily mean that anything, you know, is going to lead to anything. Obviously, we're in different, you know, cities. So.
And y'all didn't do it.
And we did not do it.
Okay.
So I wouldn't mind doing it again.
Oh.
But I don't really know.
Maybe take some trips back and forth.
When will we get to know who this person is?
I don't know.
If things progress? Or do you think things will progress?
At this point, I doubt it. At this
no.
point, I think that we are just going to be better now and obviously closer radio friends, which is great because I really like him as a person.
Mm-hmm.
So that's cool. I mean, I can't ask for any more than that.
Are you friend zoning him already?
No, I would love for something else to happen. Can I just say?
Okay.
But he's not he can't right now.
Mm.
He's not in a good place for that.
Oh.
And he's not in a good place because I can't just drive over the Hathaway. Look at me, Panama City.
Holly, that's Panama City reference.
I'm sorry. Look at me,
Skyway.
Can't just drive over the Skyway or the Gandhi or the Howard Franklin or the Courtney Campbell for that matter.
There we
and
go.
Just
there you go.
Be like, hey.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's just at this point, it's just I'm glad that I have this person in my life now.
Was it Danny Vigil?
No.
From Seattle?
It wasn't Danny Vigil from Seattle.
Okay.
I'd make out with him, too. I'd make out with everybody. Damn.
I'm trying to think of who else was there.
Jack Lauterbeck? Is that his name?
It was not Jack.
From Richmond, Virginia?
No, no. He has a girlfriend, oh, and he's very committed to her.
What about Brady?
Okay, you know what? Can we stop just throwing out names now? Because now you're going to name every single person, and okay, I'm going to no longer respond.
Burt Wise from Atlanta, Georgia?
It was him.
Let me call him on his phone.
It wasn't Burt.
Okay.
Okay, right. You can't just keep throwing names out now.
Okay, I'm done. All right, well, that's good. Well, I'm glad you got what you wanted. You got to make out with someone.
I know, and it was so crazy, like, how you said it was like, well, maybe you'll just find someone and have a nice little talk about your personal lives, and then things may lead to, like, a hotel room, which it did, and there was making out. It was really kind of fantastic. And then there was, like, you know, eventually maybe one day, like, I'll visit or he'll visit. But
why
not.
Don't people trust what I say?
I don't know. I was
like, why don't, like, people ever listen to the things I tell you? I can predict what's going to happen. No one trusts my instincts.
But, the prognosticator.
But yes. I can't, like, that's not a real, like, I feel like he doesn't really want that to happen. So I'm not trying to put any eggs in that basket.
Right.
Okay. So anyway. Right.
Well, I'm glad you got to experience that.
Maybe one day he'll open up his basket for you.
If he decides.
You could put your eggs in his basket.
He can put his eggs in yo hoo hoo.
Well, I mean, he can put some stuff in my hoo hoo. He put some in my hoo hoo.
All right, we need to wrap it up quickly because you have to go get little Maya.
Okay, thank you for bringing that up right after I talking about. Like, terrible. I got it.
I'm able to change subjects real quick. Okay, so.
Who did you screw up meeting?
Oh, the person I screwed up meeting. So, there was someone the last day who was there. Her name is Kelly Raspberry.
Oh, my God. Not of Kid Craddock fame.
Yes, Kid Craddock. That is a morning show that is huge. I mean, most people that do morning radio today can say that they've gotten something from Kid Craddock. The way we do morning radio today is from Kid Craddock, and he unfortunately passed away a few years ago, and his show was syndicated all over. But the show wonderfully has been able to thrive with the cast that was left in place after he passed away. And Kelly Raspberry was sort of like my Holly O'Connor.
Right.
And so she's, you know, she's the HBIC in charge. Head bitch in charge. Sorry. That's why I shouldn't try to say those things.
No.
But anyway, so when I worked in Savannah years ago, we syndicated Kid Craddock's show to Savannah, and twice a week I would have to write out what we call liners. So when you hear us in the radio station saying, hey, Fifth Harmony's coming to Tampa Bay and we have your tickets Friday, and then Holly and I talk about it back and forth, I would have to write out exactly what all the people on the show would say twice a week for all the stuff with the station. So I got to know their personalities really well. Obviously, they had no clue who I was.
No, because they're everywhere, and they send those to a person in every town they're in.
Exactly. So I have to email them the stuff, and then they'd read it, and then I edit it up. Anyway. So I've always respected what they do because I could hear their process when they would send in the audio.
Yeah.
And so meeting her was like this, like when she walked, because I don't get nervous about meeting people that much in radio anymore, even though I'm a nerd. But when she walked in, I literally was like, there goes Kelly Raspberry!
Wow, I hope you didn't say that like that.
Well, I didn't say it that loud where she could hear me. But the other two guys I was sitting with, because Ryan, you were sitting there, mm-hmm, weren't you?
Probably.
He wasn't paying attention.
It's fine. We were drunk. It's fine.
And also we were trying to get drinks at the bar. It took like 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Ron's like, I could give two bleeps about that. So anyway, so I was like, you know what? Because I think I had three glasses of wine by then. I was like, I'm going to go say hi to Kelly Raspberry. I don't need no buffer. I don't need nobody to tell me to introduce me to Kelly Raspberry.
Oh, yeah. I remember that, actually. Yeah. So, now that you mentioned the wine.
Yes. Yeah, because we had the wine. Yeah. And I was like, because I was feeling a little bit more bold. So I walk up to her and I say, hi, Kelly. I'm Miguel. I'm in Tampa now, and I used to work in Savannah, and y'all are on in Savannah on AEV. She goes, oh, yeah, I remember that station. I was like, oh, well, you work with my old boss, Russ. He works with y'all. She goes, oh, Russ Face. So then we go back and forth a few lines about Russ, and then she sort of relaxes because we have a mutual person in common we worked with, and so she understands that. And then I was like, all right, well, I don't want to ask for a picture because that sounds weird. So I was like, how do I wrap this up real quick? So then this.
Oh, God.
This.
Oh, here we go.
Is where I fucked up.
We got to talk about this.
Oh, that's right.
We're not.
We learned we're not allowed to play music during a podcast anymore.
We may have to stop doing that.
That's
true.
Not like a 8-beat rule or something?
No.
No. I don't know. We'll have to find out.
Yeah.
But anyway, so I'm like, how do I wrap this up? My natural instinct is I'm a hugger.
Oh, man.
I'm a hugger.
Okay.
So I go, Holly, come over here. So just so you can experience the weirdness. Right. So face me.
Yeah. And I'm at the bar.
Yeah. We're at the bar. And I'm like, Kelly, it was so great to meet you. And make sure to tell Russ I said hello.
Okay, that sounds good. Oh, there's a hug. Okay.
Okay. He's so, going okay. In. Now, pretend like you're me, and I'm pretending like I'm her, and this is how she hugged me, okay? Ready? Go in for the hug.
Come on in for this hug. Okay. Oh!
Oh, arms down to the side.
She pulled back! Oh, my God. And then we, like, shot down. Cheek to cheek, and you could tell she was like, oh. Like, she was not expecting a hug.
She's not a hugger, apparently.
I don't think she is. I don't think Kelly
Raspberry. She felt that rigid?
She did. Like,
your embrace?
I felt like I violated her. Like, I felt like she was like, she's not a diva or anything. Like, she was very nice, very gracious. I just don't think that she felt comfortable hugging, like, just another man like that.
Yeah.
And because she doesn't know me. And so I was like, oh my God, Kelly Raspberry thinks that I'm some, like, crazy man trying to like fill up on her or something.
Oh dear.
It was so awkward.
Well, you know, not everybody knows Miguel Fuller and the gay fantasticness that you are.
The touchy weirdo from Tampa.
So next time I see her, I'm going to change my name.
Save that, the touchy weirdo from Tampa.
And Holly, how much time do we have? Do you have to leave right now?
Close.
Can I have like 3 minutes?
Okay.
3 minutes. So to wrap up everything from Morning Show Boot Camp Weekend, Friday night, I told everybody, all the gay people, because traditionally what happens is Friday night, all the gay radio personalities that are there, we get together, and we've been in Chicago the past 2 years, and we go out, or Miami. Well, this year, you're in my hometown, Atlanta, so I know where to go. And I was like, y'all, we going to Swingin' Richards.
That is the gayest gay that ever gayed.
It's a place where their dicks are out.
Wow.
Wow.
Now, here's what made this extra special is because I originally thought that it was just going to be 3 or 4 of us gays and maybe a couple of the girls that normally come out with us. Well, then all of a sudden, as we're like getting Ubers and going out, homeboy Ryan, producer Ryan comes.
Yeah.
Spencer Graves from St. Louis comes.
Oh my gosh.
And then there are some other people that were like, if you ever talk about this, please don't say, just because like I'm not gay, but just for my audience, people talk and it would just be weird. And I was like, I understand.
Yeah, the reason I wasn't there is because that's the day that I was making out with.
Yeah.
Ooh-ooh.
So I could either go to sleep, go watch Holly make out, or go watch wieners do helicopters and the club flies away.
So, okay, so here's what happened. So we are walking into the male strip club, and one of my friends who lives in Atlanta joined us as well, and he's never been to a male strip club as well, and he's newly out. And so he was like, I would only do this with you, Miguel. Like, this is so freaking weird.
Yeah.
So, In hindsight, I should have been the first person to walk in, because as soon as you walk in and you go to pay your cover, you look to your right, you see dick. Like, it's right in your face.
Well, the name of the place is Swingin' Richards.
I don't think everybody was on the same page. They thought it was just a gay club.
Well, okay, I think that's bullshit. Like,
some people said.
They said that, but I mean, I made it perfectly clear. Well, it says Swingin' Richards.
I figured it was going to be that, and I'm like, whatever.
But I tried to make sure, but I understand, because if you haven't mentally prepared yourself, when you walk into an establishment and the first thing you see is dick, like, it's hard. You're like, oh my God, like, how do I, your brain's going crazy.
Yep.
Yeah, you walk up to the door. What do we have, like 15 people?
About 15 people.
Like, you just see the line of people that we're going in, turn around.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It's like folded in on itself, like people coming back out. And the first thing you see when you get in there, you look to the left at the guy handling the money, and he's got like this big giant beard and gray hair. And then you look to the right, and there's just balls with like ass sitting on a lap.
Oh my God.
I mean, so we.
I'm so glad I was just making out with Mr. X.
Right? Like, ooh, Mr. X, I like that.
Yeah.
Okay. So we go inside. I have to convince some people. We talk people up and we're like, it's going to be okay. So we sit down and everybody seems to be really tense. Now, Ryan, what did you think and feel about being at your first male strip club with dong out?
It was okay. I walked in. I was hanging out with Spencer. So we sort of,
straight dudes.
Yeah. I was sitting and the guys on stage, they don't have it out all the time.
Right.
But they'll get it out.
Yeah.
And I was just, I'm not opposed to looking at one, but I'm not going to stare at one.
Of course.
And, you know, whatever. I walk up to the bar to maybe get my eyes off of it and
poor Ryan.
There's TVs behind the bar and there's just dudes pounding dudes. So literally everywhere you look, there's like dick artwork on the wall, dicks on the stage, dicks on the TV.
In good conscience, how could you bring our Ryan you to such what? A place of ill repute?
I'm sorry, fuck that. Do you know I'm surrounded by straight stuff all the time? So for you to just take an hour of your time to be surrounded by what I like.
Dicks. Well, there's some ladies there too, and they were getting up in that dick.
Oh yeah, because I mean it's a male strip club. Dick. Exactly. So.
Like they would put it in your face if you wanted it.
I never want dick in someone's strange dick in my face.
Save that.
Like just mushroom stamp slap.
No way. No. I will. Nope. I don't want a strange dick in my face.
Yeah. Save that. So yeah. So that was our experience at Swinging Richard. So did you tip anyone, Ryan?
The bartender was very nice. He got a good tip though.
Okay, but you didn't
but
tip
did
one
not
of the dancers.
Give anybody my tip.
No. One of the guys that we go with, he tipped one of the dancers and he's one of those, like, he's gay, he's out, he don't give a F about what anyone says. He got slapped in the face with one.
Wow.
I remember that.
Yeah. And he was like,
I had a lot of drinks at that point. And I remember him going around and I was just laughing.
You're like, no, that's just too much.
All right,
so.
About this dick talk, I got to go pick up my little girl.
Oh, okay. Well, we're done. So thank you for hanging out with us for the Miguel Show Uncensored. Producer Ryan, what's all your social media?
Radio McGibb.
Holly O'Connor.
Radio Holly.
And mine is Miguel Fuller. You can listen to the podcast at hot1015tampabay.com. You can download the Hot 101.5 app, and you can also find us on iTunes by just typing in the Miguel Show Uncensored. We'll see you next week. Bye.